Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I'm actually really curious about this. Have you ever, like, overshared on social media and then wished you could take it back?
I'm the generation of AOL Instant Messenger, so yes, of course.
But that is that social media, though?
Yeah, it's the origins of social media.
Okay, but like on Facebook, have you ever posted something and then be like, just kidding?
Yeah, I had Facebook in 2004. Of course I did.
All right, thank you for finally owning up to that in not such a roundabout way.
Those Facebook memories are just brutal.
Oh, they are so brutal.
Did I ask for this? No. I don't need to be reminded of how I felt going to the diner at night.
Yeah, I agree. And I have a feeling R&B singer Neo wishes maybe his wife had just taken a beat before she posted all their dirty laundry for the world to see.
Yeah, she called him out in what feels like the most public way on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it looks like their already messy situation is going to get messier.
Yeah, who thought that was possible? I mean,
celebrities, messy, no way.
Yeah, what? From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, August 5th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
So earlier this year, Neo released this song called Don't Love Me, and it's a pretty good song.
Yeah.
The music video is absolute trash at the beginning. Like, where did they find those actors? But
you would critique actors in a music video.
It was so awkward. But now there's some messiness, like we said, going on in his personal life. And it kind of makes the lyrics take on a different level of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So in the song, Neo's basically singing for his lover to walk away. I can't tell if these two are married or not in the video. and so we kind of got to ask, like, is this art imitating life now? Because those lyrics make it seem like maybe Neo saw his divorce coming. because now his wife, Crystal Renee, is like, bye, bitch.
Bye, I'm done.
So last Saturday, she posted to Instagram and not only announced that Neo was cheating on her, mm-hmm. but that she's divorcing him. And of course, now that post has been deleted.
Is it even an Instagram post with shocking accusations if it's not been deleted?
That is the question.
So her post, because this is the internet, delete all you want. We're going to keep it. The post starts with saying 8 years of lies and deception, 8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous women who sell their bodies to him unprotected. Huh. Every last one of them, which is just wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Crystal also said that it would be an understatement to say she was heartbroken and disgusted, and that Neo has the mentality of a narcissist. Mm. And then she said, I gained 3 beautiful children out of this, but nothing else but wasted years and heartache. Which is like, well, at least you've got those children.
Yeah.
Glad she mentioned those.
Right.
But she does insist she's not a victim and that she's focusing on herself, saying, I choose me, I choose my happiness and health and my respect. Now, that victim response, I guess people are sending her footage of him cheating because she was like, stop sending this to me. I'm not a victim. And it's like, what are people seeing? She's like, we're not together anymore, so stop sending me this stuff. I was just like, okay.
Interesting. Where are they getting these videos?
I don't know. Like, how do people see these things? Like, why am I not seeing anything from my apartment? Like, come on. But Crystal ended the post by saying, with no hate in my heart, I wish him nothing but the best.
I don't believe her.
At the very least, I'd be like, I wish he would make sure he gets tested if he's unprotected, because that seems dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, you don't go as far as like posting something about all of this mm-hmm. and saying I have no hate in my heart. I would have hate in my heart and I'd be very open about that.
I wish him nothing but the best after I'm over all of this anger.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't stop there.
Of course not.
But wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. Crystal says that it goes beyond cheating and she claims that Neo has a child with another woman, and he had it while they were married.
Yeah, I did some research to see if Neo might be in that club with Musk and Nick Cannon of, like, we've got to repopulate the Earth.
Sure.
Couldn't find any evidence, but...
That's too bad.
It's a hypothesis I have that I'm not letting go of. But in divorce documents that Page Six obtained, Crystal alleges that Neo recently fathered a minor with his paramour. Mm-hmm. Now, for all those people that didn't take as much French as I did,
oh boy.
A paramour is a lover who's used in reference to an affair with a married person, aka side piece, aka person on the side,
aka a gumar.
Crystal filed for divorce on Monday, but says that they separated on July 22nd, so a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she called their marriage irretrievably broken with no hope for reconciliation and requested primary physical custody of their children as well as joint legal custody. So physical custody, obviously, the kids would live with her. That's what she wants primarily. But then the joint legal custody means that they kind of have a 50-50 role in terms of what happens with their kids legally, like school stuff, mm-hmm. health stuff, things like that.
So obviously Crystal doesn't really seem to have a problem putting the details of their marriage on blast, but mm-mm. Neo seems to be taking a little bit of a more subtle approach. This past Sunday, he released a statement on Twitter and said he wants to keep private matters private, which is like, well, of course you do.
Well, I find what's very interesting is he liked Crystal's post before it got deleted.
Mm.
So
interesting.
That's in this day and age, a like is a full on I agree.
But is that an I agree or is that an I see this and I see what you're doing? It could be either.
I just feel like with what she was saying, like if it was I see this and I see what you're doing, I would comment that instead of liking, because liking can be so misinterpreted.
Well, maybe that's what he was banking on. Maybe he's like, this will throw people off.
Well, mission accomplished, Neo. What the hell? But Neo's statement said, for the sake of our children, my family and I will work through our challenges behind closed doors. Personal matters are not meant to be addressed and dissected in public forums. And then he ended it asking for respect and privacy.
Yeah. So the reason to me that this all seems very weird and all over the place is because Neo literally asked her to marry him a second time.
I know.
And then they renewed their vows and they went all out. This was not like, let's stand at the courthouse and renew our vows.
Right. Who do they think they are? J-Lo? Come on. Yeah. So their second ceremony was on the rooftop of Resorts World in Vegas. Brooke, were you there?
I wasn't. My cousin probably was, though.
Okay. Is this Richie?
Yeah. A real life Richie in the wild.
Real life Richie. The reception was very lavish. And an insider told TMZ it took 3 days to set up and they filled the reception with more than 10,000 roses. And as someone who used to work at a country club that had a lot of weddings, this would be my literal hell.
Yes.
A 3 day setup for a wedding? Kill me. Just, I can't.
Especially in Vegas.
Yeah. And it's Vegas in what, May? No, thank you.
And they're on the roof, so they're not in the air conditioning. These people are just unhinged all over the place.
Yeah. Well, they did have a cake that was 8 feet tall, which is a redeeming quality.
No.
I would love 8 feet of cake.
Listen, if I'm a guest at this wedding, the only way that cake is redeeming is if it's holding an air conditioning unit, because I'm out. The second I go up and I'm like, we're outside, bye.
What if the air conditioning unit came out like the strippers and cake come out? That'd be so fun.
That's my fantasy. The hell with strippers. So like I said, like even though this relationship I seemed solid after a vow renewal, Crystal's post makes it seem like things have been kind of rocky for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to that point, this is not the first time they've called it quits. Back in March of 2020, Neo filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. And he also confirmed their split on the podcast Private Talk with Alexis Texas.
It's a hell of a name.
It really is.
Alexis Texas. So on the show, he said, we realize that our demons don't mesh. And until both of us get a hold of our personal demons, it's going to be just difficult for us to stay married.
Okay.
But obviously, they later decided to give it another shot.
Obviously.
I guess those demons learned to tango better.
Yeah, I guess.
And in an interview on the OWN show, Behind Every Man, in November of 2020, Crystal said that once quarantine happened during COVID, they were forced together and had one of the most honest conversations that they've ever had.
Okay.
Neo added, after a little bit of crying, a little bit of screaming, the conclusion that we came to is that we love each other.
Well,
which this is the classic pandemic relationship. It either thrives or absolutely withers.
Yep. We've said this so many times. Like,
yeah.
But here's what's interesting to me. Neo didn't seem to mind going very public when he was accusing Crystal of having demons. But now when it's him being accused of something, he's like, let's keep this private.
Yeah. I don't know why you're saying that. Like, it's shocking. This is how everyone is.
I have to present the evidence to the jury, Arisha, okay? I'm wrapping it up. But, you know, we've talked a lot about these very public, like, juicy posts and them mm-hmm. getting deleted,
mm-hmm.
which apparently these people don't know screenshots exist. So do you think that it's kind of like part of their game? It's their way of being like, mm-hmm. here's all this information I want to tell everybody.
Absolutely.
But now I'm going to delete it so I can just like light the match, walk away.
Absolutely. I mean, I think maybe in the very beginning people would post and then they would delete and not realize how the internet never forgets. But now there's no plausible deniability that you don't know
yeah.
that this stuff stays out. I just don't understand the purpose of deleting it. Like,
well,
are we all just continuing to pretend like you don't know this? Like, embrace it.
I'm wondering, here's my theory. If the people that do this, if they're like, I really want, like, I'm so mad, I gotta post this. I want people to know this person's shit. So they post it and then they're like, either maybe I shouldn't have done that or whatever. And then they delete it and they're like, you know, I felt bad. I deleted it. So it's like their way of still getting that information out.
I'm the hero of the situation.
But then being like, you know, I looked inward.
Yeah.
And I deleted it. So, you know, it's gone. I'm sorry. I didn't do anything.
I could definitely see that. This post from Crystal was not like, I mean, there was a lot of like, whoa, but it wasn't bad. Like, yeah, you're spilling your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've seen other posts that have just been, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
And so in the scheme of it, it's like, I don't necessarily know that she needed to take it down. Maybe she was like, I am talking too much about my family, but
sure. Yeah.
Why post it in the first place?
But maybe she was like, well, you liked it, so it was fine.
I know. Yeah. Confirmation.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think we need those people. We need the Crystals. We need the people who are going to make it public.
Should we be doing this? I'm concerned we never delete our posts. We post them and then that's it.
That's because we talk shit and we back it up.
Oh, mic drop.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writers' producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa.
Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.